Okay, today's daf is Tainus Yerushalmi Daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Mabez, the Ba'adah Mishnah, where we have been talking about the extra brachas that we add in on the fast day, on the seven extra fast days. We have three, three, and seven, and on the extra fast days we have six extra brachas. Really, it's maybe seven extra brachas because we add one into Gal Yisrael, but it's the six plus that we have all of the Misha Anas that we say at the end of each of the brachas, as we saw Misha Ana Avraham and Yitzchak. We saw Yonah and the others that were mentioned throughout the past couple of Mishnayos, Yoshua Bagilgo, the Eliyahu Hanavi, and we are now post that and the next Mishnah. So Maisa, so there was a story and there was a minhag that was done on the later fast days. Maisa b'yamei Rabbi Chalafta b'yamei Rabbi Chanini Metradion Shavar Echal Afnei Ateva. One of them went. Someone went as the chazan on one of these fast days. V'gamar is kol habracha, and he was gomer the whole bracha. Right, he made these brachas seemingly. V'argirsa v'anu acharav amen. According to argirsa, and they said amen, and they said amen. The tzibur said amen to these brachos. According to other girsos, the girsa of the Bavli, the girsa of many Rishonim, v'lo anu acharav amen. They didn't say amen. The question is, and there was something that was wrong here. Let's just read the Mishnah, then we'll say a couple of pshatim. Taku, kohanim, taku. And then at the end of each of the brachas, there was shofar. At the end of each of these extra brachas, there was shofar. So there was tkiyas. Taku, kohanim, kohanim, blow tkiya. Taku, and then they did. And then they repeated Misha Anas Avraham Abahar Maria Huyana Eskam Yishmael Kol Zachas Chamayam Azeh. They repeated the Misha Anah, and then the following bracha Hariyu Bnei Aaron Hariyu. They kept going one tekiya, one trua Misha Anah, and then they said Misha Anas Avaseh Chal Yamsuf Huyana Eskam Yishmael Kol Zachas Chamayam Azeh. They went through all of these tilus with the shofar blowing Ukshabach Davar Eitzal Chachamim, and when the rabbis heard about what was done in the shul of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanan Metradion, they were not happy. Amru lo hayinog in Kain el Bashar Mizrach. That's only done in the Beis HaMikdash. So what exactly was done, and what exactly is the Girsa? If you look in the Ritva, just as one example, and if you look in the Mefarshim here, they quote different days. What exactly was the problem? But if you look in the Ritva, on this Mishnah here, on Tes Vav Amen Al, the Ritva quotes three or four Pshatim. What exactly was the problem? What did they do, and what did they do? They do wrong. He first has the Girsa, like we have, Va'anu Achrav Amen. Amen was said. Ubeferish Ta'usam Shah Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chanimet Shradion, Nischav Tu HaRishonim Zal. Right, the Rishonim, the Ritva says, the different Pshatim, what exactly they did on these fast days that the Chazal were not happy about. Yesh Be'Rabbo Seinu Ba'ali HaTosfiz, Shapiris, there were some that say, Shapirish HaTu'usam Hayu, Shetokim Al Seder HaBrachas. The problem was that they did tkiyas along with each of these extra brachas. V'yamru chachamim shebegvulim omrim habrachas below asros. No, and on the fast days, you don't blow shofar with these extra brachas. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Begvulim omrim habrachas below asros. U'mashamru b'rosh Hashanah sheish chatzosros begvulim betanios. Zeo shetokim b'chatzosros. When you finish everything, then you blow some trumpets. When you finish all six extra ones. But not everyone. He says that's what it sounds like from the Rambam in Hilchos Tainus. You blow once at the end of davening, at the end of all of the extra ones. Not each one like on Rosh Hashanah. It says maybe there's a smach to this, because when the R Mishnah quoted all the extra Misha Anas, it doesn't say tkiya, it doesn't say shofar, you know, by each of these. It just says these are the ones that you add. But the Ritva says, v'zeinu nachon klal. I don't like that pshat. Shahare bibraisa pireish hasros al seder habrachas begvulin. Because it's not in the Mishnah, but in the braises, we do have it. V'yachar kach pireish osam shem b'mikdash. So one shot, the Ritva says that they blew shofar two after each one. I think they should blow shofar just at the end. He doesn't like that shot. The Rashi zal dachek atzmo, and he quotes Rashi says ki ta'usam haya shlo hayu onim amen achar kol bracha. His gerusa was lo anu achar of amen. Why? What does that mean? They didn't say amen. They said baruch shem kavod. Elo shahayu omer baruch shem kavod kederach shosam amikdash. That was their issue. They did as they did in the base of Mikdash on the fast days. V'garsina b'mishnah v'lo anu achar v'amein. V'zein onachon. I don't think that's a pshat, correct girsa, and it's not a pshat of what their mistake was. Chada de benuschei atiki v'anu achar v'amein garsinan. I like the girsa that's in our mishnah v'anu. Ad sheba Rashi zalu machak v'hegi. Rashi himself says that you have to change the girsa. V'od. Heich efshar lomar ki chachamim gedolim krebi chalafto krebi chemet shad yod yitu toz gedola kazu. You want to say they blew a little more shofar than they were supposed to? Okay. To say that they made such a mistake, they weren't that only in the base of Mikdash supposed to ask the Baruch Shem, and they answered Baruch Shem outside the base of Mikdash instead of Amen, I don't think they would have made such a mistake. But that's number two. V'acherim pirshu, and the third shot says the Ritva, she'ta'usam haya, ki kamosha rob and Mikdash ayu tokim b'shofar v'chatzosos b'tainis, just like in the base of Mikdash, they used to blow shofar and trumpets on the fast, hinhigu him ganki b'gvulin, litko b'shofar v'chatzosos. They blew both. K'shibadar l'bnei chachamim v'amru, she'ein zela b'mikdash. Gvulin, it's one or the other. B'makam she'ein shofar ye'ein chatzosros, b'makam she'ein chatzosros, ein shofar. V'apir sazeh, yoser nachon. I think that pshat is a little better, that they blew both, and really you're only supposed to blow one. For Rabbeinu Agadol came kasav shato b'shtayim, shalo anu amein, vishato b'shov v'chatzos rosh, kosher b'mikdash. He quotes Rashi pshat and the second pshat. Okay, and one final one. V'lo v'le'echan me rabosai shamati, to one of my rabbeim I also heard, he quotes this from the Ra'ah, ki ta'usam haisa bazeh ki b'mikdash lo hayo omrim b'chasimas kol bracha u'bracha mi zayin brachas mi sha'ana. La'achar she'omer baruch Hashem v'chulu. Spoilers were about repeating the Misha Anas. He says maybe in Gvulim you wouldn't repeat the Misha Anas. Many different shatim exactly what was done and what was the mistake. And again, part of it is based on the girsa that we have here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tni. Lo hayu. Whatever the mistake was that they were doing something that was only should have only been done in the base of Mikdash. Right, that's the answer, right? The Chum say that's only done in the Shar HaMizrach. Tani, lo ya'onin amen b'beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, we know whenever a bracha was said, amen wasn't said. The Gemara has this in Maseches Brachos. Maha ya'omrim, whenever anybody said a bracha, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. Right, Baruch Shem was said instead of the regular amen. Uvidaish lo ha'onin amen b'mikdash. How do we know? Tama lomar, because the Pasuk says, and it's a remez in this Pasuk from Nehemiah, Kumu Barchu as Hashem Elokeichem min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, right? From one olam to the other olam, and that's and the continuation is Vivarchu kol kvodecha. The continuation of the bracha, Vivarchu Hashem kvodecha umromama kol bracha utila. So Vivarchu Hashem kvodecha is like Baruch Shem kvod. Right, and that's the pasuk. Uminayin al kol bracha ubracha tamalomer. How do you know it's each bracha, not just once at the end? Tamalomar umuramam al kol bracha utila. Hashem is raised up over each bracha and praise. That's how you know you have to give praise and call out to Hashem by everyone. Period. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a comment in Parshas Voeschanan where he connects Baruch Shem Kavod to Yehesh Meiraba. Right, those two anios. He says, he quotes from the Gra, that the Gra says in Tilas Musaf on Yantif, we say, Avinu Malkeinu Gale Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. Hashem, please reveal your Kvod Malchus Aleinu. He says, that is a remez to the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, which says that one Pasuk says that Malachim have six wings. One Pasuk says Malachim have four wings. Right, so which one is it? The Gemara says that Bizmana Mikdash they have six wings. Shlomo Bizmana Mikdash they have four wings. What does that mean? So he explains that the Kvod Malchus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is six wings, means that there's Hashem's Malchus is so evident that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso the Olam Vo'ed, six words. Right, so that's a remez to the six wings. But when there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Kvod Malchuso. Those two wings are cut, right? And therefore, you know, it's missing. Ubizman shacharva mikdash imed beis dainu kvod malchuscha. V'zeo shama, and that's why we say on Yantif, gale kvod malchuscha. Please reveal your kvod malchus that's lacking, those two wings that are lacking. So he says, now Rav Yaakov says, and I didn't quote it from before. Remember the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas, where whenever we say Yehesh Be Rabba in Shul, Hashem moans and says, Oy vey, I was Machriv the bias, right, at the beginning of the Gemara, the beginning of Brachas, right, Shamati, Bas Kol, Shenem Manamas, Kiyonav, Omers, Oy Labanim Shabbat Vodosim, Echrafti, Esbesi, Chayecha, Vachayeroshi, Losha, Zubovad, Bechol Yom Vayom, Ameres Gimel Pamim. So what does Yehesh Mei Rabba have to do with the Churban and this? So he says, Yehesh Mei Rabba Mivarach is the Lashon HaKodesh of Baruch Shem, but which is without the Kvod Malchuso. Yehesh Mei Rabba, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, and then La'olam Li'olmei Amalia is the Olam Voed. So it's the parallel without the Baruch Shem. So says Rabbi Yaakov, Nimsa Shu Yeheshmo Agadol Mevorach La'olam Vo'ed Hainu Kemo Baruch Shem Ela Shachaser Kan Kvod Malchuso Vashavach Shaya Omer B'Migdash V'Nimsa Shebishar Sheyisrael Onim Heishmei Rabba Az Misorer Kaviyachol Va'Omer And Hashem is Kaviyachol awakens Ashri Amelach Shavakalso Vaso Bebeso Kach Lomar Shehaya Kvod Malchuso Bebeso Asay Omer M'Shavach V'Zegam Im Kvod Malchuso. But Bechulu, and he continues. There's more there, but that's what he talks about. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Shalosh, next Mishnah, Halacha Yud Aleph. Shalosh Ta'anios HaRishonos. So once we're talking about these fast days, remember we had the 3, 3, and 7. We already spoke about earlier about pregnant and nursing women. So says the Gemara, now we're getting into Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Ma'amad. Remember the Kohanim and the Levim. We're all split up into different groups. It wasn't that every Kohen could come whenever he wants and work in the base of Mikdash. Everybody had their week. And they used to switch off the 24 Mishmaros. The Rambam discusses this, based on, again, earlier, sources, but the Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Dalet. HaKohanim Huvdalu Michlal HaLeviim Lavodas HaKarbanos. Moshe Rabbeinu, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu Chilek HaKohanim Lushmona Mishmaros. Moshe Rabbeinu split up all the Kohanim into eight groups, eight Mishmaros. Arba Elazar, Arba Yisamar, right, the two sons that were left. V'kachayu ad Shmuel Anavi. To Shmuel Anavi, there were eight groups. Then there were so many Kohanim, they had to make more groups. Ubi Mei Shmuel Chilkam Hu, V'David HaMelech, La'arba'a V'esher Mishmar. 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, 24 groups. V'yal kol Mishmar Mishmar, Rosh Echad Mamuna. Everyone had their chief. The Rosh. Va'olun liYerushalayim la'avoda mishmar b'chol Shabbos. Once a week, every week, there was a different group that worked. U'miyom haShabbos liyom haShabbos heimischalf. And they switched on Shabbos. Mishmar yotzei v'ha'acher shehu acharav nichnas ad sheyigmru v'chozun chalila. Until they go and switches every week. U'mitzvah asay lios kol haMishmaros shavim b'regalim. So mitzvah daraisa on Yantif they all come. They all come. The kol shiavam and akonim beregel v'ratzal lavoda oved v'cholik imam v'in omrim lo leichat shiagim mishmarcha. You can't say, you know, it's not your turn. No, everybody's turn on yantav. Shnei merv chiyavo alevi machad sharecha. The Rambam says that's only regarding the yantav karbanas, but there is a mishmar that's supposed to be there that week, and they get the karbanas that are supposed to be there non-regel karbanos, and that's what the Rambam discusses as the Mishnayos describe who gets what. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says. The Rambam didn't mention it there until later, but within every Mishmar, it was split up into groups within the Mishmar. Kol roshu Mishmar, Mishmar mechalek Mishmaro lebatei avos. Acheyu kol beis av va'anashav oved biyomechad miyemos haShabbos. V'yacher miyemos shel acharav. V'yacher miyom shel acharav. The Mishmaros were split up into batei avos. Different groups worked each day of the week. And the other batei avos were, we might call it backup. Back up, just in case things got busy. V'chol beis av va'av, rosh echad mamuna alav. There was the head of the Mishmar, there was the head of every beis av, and that's what our Mishnah is going to talk about. So, sholosh taniyos harishonos, ashi mishmar mitzanav lo meshlimin. On the first three fast days, which are the most mako, we don't really want the kohanim to be fasting while they're working, because they're not going to be able to do the avodah properly. So, on the first three, the anshi mishmar, the ones that were there for the week, they fasted, but they didn't finish the fast. They were, you know, contributed a little bit to be part of Klal Yisrael. But the people that were working that day, Yanchei Beisav, Lo Hayim Esanin. It was, if it works out to be that day, they didn't fast at all. But the ones that were back up, so they fasted a little bit. What is Lo Mashlimin? So Sfas Emes was, usually Lo Mashlimin means they like fast almost till evening, and then they eat. Says the Sfas Emes, that won't help here if they're fasting most of the day. So he thinks it must mean they fast until after Chatzos. That's what the Sfas Emes says. I didn't see this in the poskim, but my guess is that they would fast a little bit after Chatzos. That's the Sfas Emes here on Daf Tezvav. Shalosh, that's the first ones. Shalosh Shnios. By the way, it's a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether there was 6 Batei Avos or 7 Batei Avos in each Mishmar. Was it 6 plus everybody worked on Shabbos, or were there 7? So the different impressions in the sources. The Gemara sounds like 6. The Karban Ha'edi here says 7. Anche Beis Av HaMishmar Mischalik L'Shiva Batei Avos. Kiminyan Yemos HaShavua. Okay. Shalosh Shnios, the second set of 3. Anche Mishmar Misanin U'Mashlimin. The second set, we're going to get more Chomer each time. The Anche Mishmar, the backups, they fasted the whole day. Vashi Besa fasted a little bit just to take part in the Yatsara. Sheva Achronos, but the last 7, they were more Chomer, Elu, Elu, Mesan, and Mashlimin, Div, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, even the people that were working that day, the Anshe Besav, it's a Chomer day, because it's already the last 7, so therefore they had to fast also. Vachachamim Omrim, the Chamim bumped down each of the these categories. Shalosh Tan Yos HaRishonos, the first 3, Elav Elav Loi Masanin. Even the Anshe Mishmar would not fast, right? The first 3, it was just regular. Shalosh Shnios, Anshe Mishmar Masanin, Velo Mashlimin. The next 3, the Anshe Mishmar, the backups, used to fast partially. Anshe Beisav Loi Masanin, Anshe Beisav wouldn't. V'sheva HaAchronos, Anshe Mishmar Masanin U'Mashlimin. The backups would fast the whole day. Anshe Beisav U'Masanin, Velo Mashlimin. The ones that were working that day would fast somewhat, again, that's the chachamim. That's what we hold. They're more mako. Anche mishmar. Period. Anche mishmar mutar lishos yain balelos of alob yamim. The anche. Now this is not the fast days. This is just generally the people who were there for the week, the kohanim. They were not allowed to drink wine during the day. Only at night. Right? It could be they will be called up during the day. Is busier. You want to just make sure that they have kohanim ready. And you're not allowed to do the avoda after drinking. So therefore, they weren't allowed to drink wine during the day. At night, wasn't so busy anyway. So what are the chances that at night, the people whose is day, it's not their day anyway, what are the chances? They're allowed to drink wine. And the issue is only wine, right? What about other dvarim hamashachrin? That's what the Rambam says in B.S. Mikdash. In B.S. Mikdash, the Rambam talks about this halacha, alavav. Alavav, the Rambam says, Anshe mishmar mutar and lishtos yayin balelos, avalobi yamei shabbasan. Right? They're allowed to drink wine at night and not during the days. V'yafilu shar batei avos shel mishmar, shein avodasan ayom. Right? Even if it's not their day, you can't drink during the day. Shema tichbar avoda, alanshe beis av, shel yom. Maybe it's going to get too busy. V'yitztruchu alacheir mi'anshe mishmar and lasayan. They're going to need backups to help them. V'anshe beis av, shel oso ayom, asur lishtos ben ba yom ben balayla. Shema yishte Balayla v'yashkim lav odaso v'adayin lo sar yeno me'alav. They'll wake him up and he's going to have to do work and, you know, it's not going to work. Interesting. We're going to get to, what does it mean they can't drink at night, the Anshe Beis Av? The night before or the night after? Which is it? I just read the Rambam quickly. What does it say? The Anshe Beis Av shaloso hayom, asron lishos ben b'yom ben balayla, shema yishte balayla v'yashkim lav odaso v'adayin lo sar yeno me'alav. Clear from the Rambam? The night before. Different than the night before. We're going to get to others. No, it's the night after. Because the night after is when you're still doing the Hector Chalavim from the your day avoda. Right? So what are you going to have to do at night? So is it about right now or is it about these? That's the Ravid. The Ravid says, Eino minatamaze elevate shaktaras emurin kol halayla. Right? So machlokas Rambam Ravid, about which night are we talking about? Which night are we talking about? Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said about wine. So Anshe Mishmar could drink wine at night, but not by day. Anshe Beisav, lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. Right, and that's the machlokas, as we just said, between the Rambam and the Ravid. Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Ma'amid. And what about the both? The Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Ma'amid. Asurin, milasapra, umalachabes. They're not allowed to get a haircut. They're not allowed to do laundry. Why? As we'll see. Similar, the Gemara is going to quote, parallel, it's like Chol HaMoed. We want them to come to the base of Mikdash with all clean laundry. They've had a very busy couple of weeks. You know what? I'm going to be there for a week at the base of Mikdash. I'm only working one day. I'll bring all my laundry. I'll have time to do it then. No. You got to come clean. You got to come, groomed. So that's why they say that week you're not allowed to get Lesabra L'chabes. So about Chabesh, you return to Kavet Shabbos. On Thursday, yes, because of Kavet Shabbos. Because again, in the days of old, if you leave it to Friday, you're not going to have time. So Thursday is Lakavet Shabbos. Mipnei ma anshe mishmar mutaran lishos balelos of yain balelos of lo b'yamim. Why can anshe mishmar drink at night and not by day? Shem techmar ha'avoda al anshe beis av. Because if the avoda got too busy for the anshe beis av, you'd starve for anshe mishmar iman. You're going to need the anshe mishmar. And therefore, they weren't allowed to drink during the day because maybe they'll be needed. Because they're going to be needed in the avoda, and therefore that's the machlokas. The next day or from right now? Right now, you know, they're going to be needed in order to be mocked to the chalavivar. But other than Thursday, right, the Mishnah clearly says they're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry. Why? Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Chizkiya, Gazer Olay, Shalei Kansel Shabbos on Minuvalin. They were Gozer. They shouldn't go into their week, Minuvalin, right, unkept. And therefore, if you make a Gzeber, you can't get a haircut or do laundry. They're going to make sure to do it, beforehand. Interesting. What do you mean laundry? They wear the big day kahuna. What kind of clothing are they talking about? So it must be their own personal clothing that they come to the Yerushalayim with. Even that. But the big day kahuna, that's going to be clean. That's nothing to talk about. But even their own clothing that they wear when they're not doing the avoda, right? That's what it sounds like, right? They shouldn't go to Shabbat Yuval. I'm talking about their own clothing. Similar halacha, as we know, Tamatanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Moed Katan, Elo Magalchen Bamoed. Only certain people are allowed to get a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed. Those who were not able to do it before, Haba Medina Sayam, come from overseas, Umbeis HaShviya, get out of jail, Vayis Beis HaSurim, Umenuda Shitiyo LaChachamim, the Menuda, the one who was excommunicated, that he was allowed back in on Chol HaMoed. All of these people were not allowed to shave beforehand, so they're allowed to shave. Hashak Chol HaBnei Adam HaSurim, everybody else is Asur, why? Amr of Simon, Gazru Aleim, Shalei Kansu LaRegel, Minuvalin. So they don't go into the regular Minuvalin. Similarly here, right, we see, Lamaisa, where does this come up nowadays? Who's getting out of jail on Chol HaMoed? Who's coming on a trip? Sometimes the shailas have come up. Chayalim get out of there. They get to come home, you know, right before Yantav or even on Chol HaMoed. So those are examples. If one couldn't shave before, there are heterim based on these ideas, these halachas, that if one wasn't able to shave beforehand, it wasn't that they pushed it off. Good. Tani, says the Braisa, call me. So once we're talking about Kohanim and drinking in those days when it was their time to do the avoda. What about Bezman Hazeh? Tani, call me Shu Makir Anchi Mishbar Shalom Anchi Beisav Shalom. What if you have a Kohen who's very big Yichus man and he knows which Mishmar he's from and even which Beis Av he's from? He knows exactly which the Gemara clearly gives the impression that the cycles keep going even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Right, you might have thought, like, once there's a churban, the cycles stop. Right, it's clear from here that the cycles keep going. That I know which day I'm going to wear, and then you have to go 24 from there, and then that's my following week. So if you know, switch the girsa. Vihu mibati avos kvun. You're one of the bati avos that are kavua in the cycle. Asar kolosu ayom. If you know exactly what day is your day, you can't drink wine that day. Why? Meheri bana beis hamikdash, but so they said mikdash should be built today. You're also going to do avoda today. If you drink wine, then what? It's going to. So that's why you can't drink wine that day. The call mishu makaranchi mishmar shalom. The edo makaranchi beis av shalom. What if you at least know the week, but you don't know the day? You don't know which day, but you know which week. Vehu mibati avos kvuin. Then aser kolos vashabbos. Then the whole week you're going to be aser because any day you know which week you're supposed to do. V'kol mi she'eino makir lo anchi mishmar shalom lo anchi beis av shalom. What about most kohanim today? Nobody has any idea what mishmar they're from and what beis av they're from. Vehu mibati avos kvuin. But you know you're one of the bati av. You know you're from a beis av. Rebbe Omer ani shuaser la'olam. Theoretically, a kohen should be usher to drink wine any day. I guess except Friday Shabbos, because Mashiach's not coming on Friday Shabbos, but Rabbi should say, it's usher forever. Why? Maybe today's the day. Ella, flip the words. Shakal kalaso takanaso. You can't make him not have wine ever. He's just gonna mess up. He can't, it's too hard. And therefore, because he has no idea, so that is why we allow him to drink wine always. Because what are the chances, so to speak, of today being his day? Not what are the chances of Mashiach coming. What are the chances that this is his day? What are the chances? Period. So that is in terms of wine. Says the Gemara, add in a word, Maoshihu Mutter Behespid. What about the hesped on the day that it's your day, it's your beis av? Do you also have an iser hesped? So do we say that also? So Gemara says, yeah. Kmo de tamer kalkalaso takanaso shehu mutter behesped. Right, just like you're going to be mutter with wine, you're mutter with hesbedim, because you know that's the same idea. You can't not let him have that ever. V'dechvasa kalkalaso takanaso shehu, also switch the word mutter b'malacha. Also malacha, he would be mutter. And I saw in the Tel Torah in the back, he says, what kind of malacha are we talking about? What, the Kohen and the Beis Av has an Isser malacha? Like what kind of Isser malacha is under discussion here? Where's the line here? He quotes, here. Tzorech la'ayin, lama aser b'malacha? V'chi Kohen ha'ovid b'migdash b'yomo aser b'malacha? What kind of malacha are we talking about? The efshar hakavana, l'kshibana beis ha'migdash, v'yitzarchu az ha'kohanim, the day the Kohanim do the Avoda, they're going to have to bring their Minchas Chinuch. Right? The first day is going to bring that, every Kohen, the first day he does the Avoda, he's bring a carbon, a special carbon, the Minchas Chinuch. The Kohen Gadol brings it every day. So that's going to be a very busy day in the Beis HaMikdash, because every Kohen in the world is going to have to bring a Minchas Chinuch. So we know the halacha is the day that you bring a personal carbon, it's like Yontif delay. It's like his own personal Yontif. So maybe suggest the Tel Torah, that's why he's going to have an Isra Malacha. Because whenever he renovates the Migdash, it's going to be his day. That reminds us, where does this come up, Lamaisa today? So that reminds us a little bit, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos Balamar, on the first daf in Makam Shenagu, in Pesachim Daf Nun, where the Mishnah talks about the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach, Bizman Hazeh. And where does that come from? So the Machlokas Rishonim, is that Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach based on Tircha? We want everybody to be focused on the Karban Pesach. Or Tosfos there quotes the Yerushalmi that it's Karban Pesach, so it's Yontif delay. There's an Isser Malacha, it's our Yontif, because we're all bringing Karban Pesachs. So that's same idea. Okay, we continue. Now we get into the world of Megillas Tainis for the next couple of daf. Megillas Tainis was a scroll in the days of the Mikdash that had a list of holidays, because it was days that amazing events happened to the Jewish people, and these were days that there were two categories. Either that you were usher to fast on those days, because it was a simcha, or not only usher to fast, it was usher even to give a spedim on those days. So, says the, and then Gemara's going to say, l'maskana, on tomorrow's daf, Be'ed Hashem, all those days have been batel, except Chanukah and Purim. So, kol ha'kasuv b'megillah, anytime it says in Megillah's Tainis, d'lola mispaid, if it says you can't give a spedim, so then, lefanav aser la'achrav mutter. So it's these days, they also disallowed even the day before and after sometimes. So the Tanakhama here says, if it says not to give hesped, so it's aser the day before, but it's mutter the day after. Reb Yossi Omer, more chamer. Lefanav ula'achrav aser. Before and after, it's aser to give hespedim on these days. But if the day says, d'lola his'ana l'his'ana, but if it says not to fast, so that's more kal. Not only the first one is you can't fast, you can't give a spedim. The next one is just you can't fast. Tilol hisana lafana v'lachar mutter. Then the Tanakhama says before and after is mutter. Rabbi Yossi Omer lafana v'asar lachar mutter. Rabbi Yossi says no. Again, one step more kal than his previous. The day before asar lachar is mutter. Gemara. Masnisa Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Meir. Why? Because our Mishnah that says that that hesped includes tainus, right? When it says is aser lehesped, that includes tainus. That's more chomer. When it says not to fast, that's more mekel. That's Remeir. Derbi Meir. Derbi Meir Amar dila lemispaid. Whatever it says, days that you can't give a hesped, aser lesanos. That also includes you can't fast. Udol lesanos. If it says you can't fast, mutter behesped. That allows hesped because that's more kal. Vidila. Stam. What if it says it's days that you can't? Doesn't say you can't what, right? So which category is that in? Dila stam kidei loholos anya. So you assume that is the more meikel one, right? Just not fasting, not the one that includes even hespedim. Amar Reb Yona ilein yomaya dila lehis ana bahon. There are days that you're not allowed to fast. Umiksasan dila lemispebon. And some of them also you're not allowed to. Have a spedim, right? Sounds like that Rabbi Meir. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Matam Alomar, Bahon, Bahon, Shnei Pa'amim. This is all quotes from the Megillas Tainus. We have Megillas Tainus today. We could read it. We could get it. Right? So why does it say the word behon twice? Just say some of them you can't have hesped. What's the extra word behon? Ela melameid shehalayla mutter vayom aser. To emphasize that behon on them, on those days, right? The only, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says only the day is aser, but the night before is mutter. The Karban Eidah explains this, that this is a third. The previous shittas in the Mishnah said that certain days beforehand are aser. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says even the night before is mutter. Right? Forget the day before, it's for sure going to be mutter. But he says even the night before is mutter, and therefore it's a different day how to understand. So we're going to have to get into these issues of Megillas Tainus. Why are we talking about this here? Because we're talking about fast days. Fast days up until now, but this is kind of the opposite of fast days. Right, and that is, it's called Megillas Tainus. It's days that there is an Isser Tainus. Days that there are Isser Tainus. Again, all of them have been Batel. That's what we haven't heard of most of these, but that's what the next couple of Daf and a Half is going to talk about, and the like. We're going to see, again, we're going to relate to if the fast days that were Nigzar, the 3, 3, and 7, if they come out on any Megillas Tainus days. So are you allowed to fast or not? That's where this story, this is brought here, and I was going to come up. Okay, we'll stop here.